The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Kevin McCullough.
Well, not exactly. Partially. The Kevin McCullough part is truly here. But Stephen Baldwin is on a movie assignment tonight, and he is in Chicago, Illinois, doing his best to do the super fans. You know, who's the more powerful, Ditka or Jordan? And then you got to ask the follow-up questions, like, early Ditka before the Super Bowl or Jordan after the sixth ring? No, he's not doing the super fans. He's cutting a movie with Kevin Sorbo, so he's not with Kevin McCullough tonight. But we have a stunning replacement for him in intellect, appearance, and all things graciousness. Allison Howard from Concerned Women for America. Welcome back to the Baldwin McCullough microphones.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks.
You, in your day job, you help keep the Concerned Women organization going strong.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
We got to push back on the war on women, the so-called war on women. So if there is one, we're on the front line.
Did Debbie Schlosserman Schultz, whatever her name is, Schlopperman, did she actually reinvoke that 2 days ago? I thought I read a headline that she just stepped right back into that again.
They're so happy to continue to beat that into the minds of Americans, as if women only care about two things, in free contraception and so-called free birth control and abortion. So we're here to say that women care about a lot more, the economy, fiscal responsibility. And now I think we have a huge calling on national security. I think that's something that our members are talking to us about. We're hearing at Value Voter Summit based on what's going on. What do you think about foreign policy? And you know what, women, we can walk and chew gum at the same time, and we've come a long way. And so we're so happy to be representing conservative women in D.C. and nationwide.
I tell people frequently that I've written three books, three bestsellers. I host obscene amounts of hours of talk radio through the week. People think that I'm smart. I am married to the smartest person I have ever met. She knows more about more things than I have ever attempted to try to dream about. And I, when they talk about women in such a one-dimensional kind of way, you know, the bedroom and what happens to them in that, you know, in the amorous state of things, it seems to me to be kind of caveman-like. But it's women doing it to women. They're the ones that are saying we should be reduced to our sexuality. We should be reduced to our reproductive organs. And at the end of the day, that's kind of what the old chauvinism was all based upon. So it's a very bizarre thing to hear progressive, quote, progressive people say we need to focus on these to advance women. It doesn't make sense.
Right. Well, and it's easier to give things away than it is to talk about what policies have actually done for women, for families, for children. And so because those things are so bad, it's just a lot easier to stick with a couple freebies here and there. But American women are much smarter. I think we'll see that in 2014, that women are paying attention, women are watching, and women need a lot more than what the left is giving them right now.
Speaking of women and the all things about the war on women, we are at the Values Voter Summit, and yesterday you were just outside the broadcast area, and I came up to you and said hi, and we hadn't seen each other in a while. And you introduced me to your friend Hogan, who's sitting off in the other room tonight. And I did something that I've never done before in my life. And then I went, and I was thinking about it, I thought, is that a bad thing to do? And then I sent you a text and asked you what you thought, and then I didn't hear back from you, so I thought, man, it must have really been bad. But let me ask you about this, because I get all into the roles of men and women in the culture. I think are really cool, and sometimes I think it's even kind of helpful to actually talk about it. But we were talking about my family. You had not met them, but my boys and my bride came with me to Washington, and I made the declaration in front of you that I married the most beautiful woman in the world. And I said it kind of like that, kind of loud enough for the whole hallway to hear me. And when I went walking away, I thought, now Allison is a very beautiful woman. Is that rude to brag upon my bride in that way? I mean, because, and maybe I'm too much into my head on this, but I think sometimes women are sensitive about such things, their appearance and so forth. Yeah. So what's the proper etiquette in that situation?
That's in fun. Your mind? That's kind of you to think of, but absolutely not. I think it's every husband's prerogative and mandate to brag on your wife
good.
As
all
much
right.
as possible.
We're all good then.
Absolutely. The neglect of text is just my failure to actually be a great communicator in texting. So.
Well, okay. So it's okay to brag on your wife, no matter how beautiful the women that you are in the midst of around
it's
you are.
It's better
or
to
are
brag
not.
On your wife, no matter
it's,
what.
It's good
you know,
too.
We were at the Valley Voter Summit, and I think it was really neat. We had the Benham Brothers wives there, which are awesome women. We
One
got
of
to meet them.
Resembles eerily Claudia Schiffer.
Right.
You're too young to even know who Claudia Schiffer is. But the supermodel. I looked up and that's Claudia Schiffer. No, it wasn't. It was one of the Benham brothers' wives.
Yeah, I don't know if you got to meet the wife of the other brother on Duck Dynasty, Lisa
yes.
Robertson.
Yep.
So the wife of Alan Robertson, pastor.
The beardless Duck Dynasty.
Beardless brother. But even better than their outward beauty, I think was so neat to just talk to these women and see what pillars of strength and wisdom they are in their lives,
Motivate
what they're
them.
Up to, how they're supporting the men in their lives. It was a really good gathering of good people.
Wait, the way they're supporting the men in their lives?
Oh.
Man, you're going to get email for that one.
Email me. Tweet at me.
What is your tweet?
It's Allison Howard 1.
That's easy. Allison
Super
Howard
easy.
1. At Allison Howard 1 on Twitter. Okay, we're talking about tonight the stark, shocking story that grabbed us all by the attention yesterday, and it was I don't know, it was a gut punch. In fact, when the first person came to me and said, did you see this? I thought they were just totally pulling my leg, because I didn't believe that it happened. And then I remembered, we did have a beheading, sounds weird to say this, in your home state of New Jersey just a few weeks ago, and the authorities largely ignored it. They didn't point out some of the more intricate details, but it turns out the guy that took off the head of the other guy happened to be a Muslim.
Right, and I think that's something your callers have said, I think it's something I'm hearing a lot on the ground in D.C., is just, if we can't address or speak the name of what our enemy at this point looks like, how do we combat that?
How are we even
if it's
gonna
know? Yeah. Even if it's just an ideology gone askew, how do we combat that if we're not willing to speak that into presence? So I hope and I pray that it's going to start conversations and it's going to start people driving these questions to candidates, these questions to those that they're appointing and electing to office. How do you feel? What do you think? What are you going to do? This is where we stand at this point in history.
Well, and one of the things that you were talking about in the break is the fact that the administration, though it is yet to label terrorism anything related to Islam, they have defined domestic terrorism in a certain way, and they have labeled certain people as more likely to be domestic terrorists. What were you actually referring to in that?
Well, you know, I think it's striking. You talked about Fort Hood and the violence there that took place, not being able to be calling that domestic terrorism. Now we're talking about whether this can be called in. And, you know, we're sitting here in FRC's building where they had someone come in with a gun and an intent to kill. And he was indicted as a domestic terrorist for that reason.
He was the first person to be convicted in the District of Columbia as a domestic terrorist.
Mm-hmm. And so, honestly, it's funny. I just was talking to even my sister about this before coming, and she's like, but explain to me what workplace violence is. And I said, well, this surely is workplace violence. Absolutely. It's workplace murder. But we have to go beyond here and look at the way we handle this in court and the way we move forward and what our culture looks like and what we're really up against here.
All right. We're taking your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We want to ask you the simple question, does the fact that someone has been beheaded in the heartland of the country, in Moore, Oklahoma yesterday, does that change anything for you? Does it change the seriousness with which you're approaching the next set of elections? We've got a big, big election in 38 days. Does this change what you're going to base your votes on? How do you think the nation should respond to this? This terrorist that carried this out, to the degree that we're able to understand the facts thus far, sat under an imam who had had great influence over the Tsarnaev brothers who conducted the Boston bombing. He had direct connections to Anwar al-Awlaki, who planned 9/11. He was termed a confidant of Anwar al-Awlaki. And he is someone that has preached extremism in every mosque that he's been associated with. And this man, in many ways, was simply reflecting the teachings that he's been brought up in through his mentor. Is it time that we do some sort of clamping down of the speech that even imams are even allowed to put out there? I mean, that's a big constitutional question. But at the end of the day, what is necessary to stop this unabated evil from killing more Americans? We want to know your thoughts on it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough. She's Allison Howard. It is Baldwin McCullough Live tonight from Washington.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
The rest is full prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's Paul McCullough Live, usually from New York, but tonight from Washington, D.C. Kevin McCullough is my name, and just to my left is Allison Howard, sitting in for Stephen Baldwin. Normally Stephen's on my left in the studio, but we're in a different studio, and honored to have my good friend from Concerned Women for America. She does a great, great job there, helping get the word out on all things related to issues that affect women. And in recent days, your organization has taken up the cause of defending Israel as well. You mentioned an event that's coming up. I want you to have the ability to give a free plug to it, but when does it take place and how can people come be part of it?
Thanks. Yeah, about a year ago we took up support for Israel as our seventh core issue at the adamant approval of our board and staff of what was going on in our biblical mandate to stand with the people of Israel. So we are so excited to be organizing a Stand With Israel rally Sunday, October 5th, that's next Sunday, in Washington, D.C. from 2 to 4 in Upper Senate Park, right outside the Capitol. We've got some amazing speakers coming. Governor Huckabee, Eric Stackelback of CBN will be there. We have a member of the Israeli embassy joining us, some other great pro-Israel leaders, so it should be a really neat time.
Yeah, and I think an important cause. So if you're in the D.C. area, 2 to 4 next Sunday, come and be part of it. More details at cwfa.org.
Yep, and rallyforisrael.com. It's free, So RSVP there and head on out.
That's even easier. Rally for Israel. Who thought of that? Okay. Let's get back to the topic. What we're talking about tonight is the beheading yesterday. I've got three phone lines open, by the way. 888-340-3373. I know some of you tried to get through earlier and didn't make it. I saw your voicemails come in. So if you wanted to get your comment on the air, now would be a good time to do that. At 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And now is the time in the show when I say thank you to the MyPillow company for making this broadcast possible. Now, it's just telling Allison about this. I was telling her how what a horrible sleeper I had been in the past, and that I've been had some really significant relief from this. My pillow. What makes the My Pillow different is the patented interlocking fill on the inside of the pillow actually stays in the shape that you put it in. So the little pieces, think little like foam Lego pieces that interconnect. And when you do that, it's guaranteed not to go flat. It's guaranteed to give you the support. And most importantly for me, every night I've used one, I have gotten REM cycle sleep. Even if I've only gotten 3 to 5 hours of sleep, I've gotten REM cycle sleep for the majority of that time. And the reason that that occurs is your head, neck, spine, back, and nerve endings are all correlated properly so that you get blood flow from the organs back to the brain.
But to sleep that hard, you need to work as hard as Kevin McCullough. So you need to be tired.
Well, and I had been getting to the point where I had three pillows stacked up on top of each other, one of them rolled up in a ball, put under my neck because I needed some extra support right here at the base of my skull. And when I was able to take the one pillow from My Pillow, do the exact same thing, but that night go into immediate REM cycle sleep, I'm telling you, friends, my life just changed. And our very own phone screener just put up on the screen that she's been using her My Pillow, and she's got double exclamation marks, which I think means that she really likes it. So here's what My Pillow wanted to do. They have just been named
named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Now, that's kind of like being vitamin of the year for the FDA. It's a big, big deal. And to celebrate, anybody listening or watching Baldwin McCullough Live tonight can get 50% off everything in the store that they want at MyPillow.com if you just use my promo code KMC. If you want to make a call to do that, and some people don't want to use the internet to make the order, I understand that, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. But everything in the MyPillow store, they will take 50% off at checkout if you use promo code KMC, Kevin McCullough, KMC, my initials. 50% off at checkout, 800-506-2641, or MyPillow.com. Use that promo code at checkout and get 50% off everything. They also sent us the bed topper, which was named by the National Sleep Foundation as the official bed topper for them as well. It's like it's given us like a brand new bed.
They're kind of blowing the competition out of the water.
Well, and it's the patented technology. And Mike, the founder of the group, actually had the same problem I did. He's exactly my height. He's 6'2". When he was like 18 years old, he blew his entire paycheck trying to buy the most expensive down pillow he could find, and it went flat on him. These pillows are guaranteed not to go flat for 10 years, and they are guaranteed to satisfy your sleep needs, sleep apnea, snoring, fibromyalgia. People have had all kinds of things in their body be restored or corrected because they're getting proper alignment of the spine, neck, and head during the sleep cycle, and that's what the pillow does. 50% off at checkout. You can't beat it. And your life will be different. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC at checkout. Okay. I want to address the issue with you, but we really want to hear more from you about what it means that we've had a beheading, terrorist style, in the middle of the country. In Moore, Oklahoma, if you weren't with us last hour, in Moore, Oklahoma this week, you had a man who had converted to Islam, who had sought to convert his fellow coworkers. When they blew him off and kind of laughed him up, he said, that's not cool. He started getting into an argument with somebody about whether or not women should be stoned if they're disobedient. And I don't mean given drugs. I mean killed using stones. And that led to his firing. That led to an altercation with an HR person that he then beheaded. He was in the process of stabbing and beheading another coworker in the HR department when an off-duty volunteer security guy with a gun came in and shot him. And thank goodness that he did. Thank goodness that that gun existed. I mean, for all the debate, and if this story doesn't fly in the face of a whole bunch of stuff that the administration has been pushing in last, you know, recent years, but the idea that this private gun owner could use a gun for, my goodness, protecting someone's life, how is that even possible? But the fact that Islam is on our soil, Islam is in our country. We arrested the ISIS member in Rochester, New York last week. Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, just over the Rio Grande River, has an operational headquarters where they've got three or four ISIS members. We believe they're plotting attacks on the United States. You've got a porous border. We have no idea what's coming in. And here we have ISIS fighters returning from the fields back to the U.S. Allison, that is a dangerous deck of cards.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned before, but in New York City unveiling the plot to attack the subway system there. And for me, I think it just sets up a different mindset for the American people. What did the transit look like that day in New York? What does it look like for people now changing their lives, changing the way you're looking at people and the way you're living your life in concern for your own security? And so, you know, I think what we have to be doing is just this, is talking about what's going on and exposing truth and praying for those Saul the Paul moments. You know, I can't help but wonder if there's some other terrorists in Syria that could be walking the Damascus Road and turn around and change their behavior, because it's happened before.
I'm going to ask you to clarify that when we come back, because there's a lot of people that will not know what Saul the Paul moments
mean. I'm happy to share.
And I'm sure that you will. She's Allison Howard. I'm Kevin McCullough, and our phone number is 888-340-3373. I've got three phone lines open, ready for you to chat with us tonight on Baldwin McCullough Live. Special thanks to the Family Research Council for letting us use their TV and radio room, and for helping us out here in the nation's capital. But we will return momentarily. 888-340-3373. Does this change anything for you or our nation that we've now had a beheading in the heartland? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Your call's next when we continue.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The winning combination.
Welcome back to Bob McCullough Live. I'm Allison Howard with Concerned Women for America, here with Kevin McCullough. taken your calls on the Oklahoma beheading and if it's changed anything for you, the way you see our country, the way you see what we're up against. That number is 888-340-3373. So call in 888-340-3373.
Well, there's a lot of people that have wondered if the president saying we are not at war with Islam, if that has actually undermined the reality of how Americans view Islamic terrorism. And, you know, I deal with callers in New York and places around the country, but you're here in the nation's capital every day, Allison. He's said that multiple times in recent weeks. Helping, hurting the situation from your perspective?
I think hurting. I think it's hard for the American people to follow a leader that's been pretty set on making sure that we kept everything isolated, that we've stayed away and isolated ourselves from getting involved. And so I think he's facing the same kind of problems, getting other countries behind him on his plan of addressing the threat of ISIS. But I think Americans are waking up to the threat of terrorism and what it could mean if we don't fight on their land, that they are willing and actually recruiting and working on bringing it to ours. And so what happened in Oklahoma could be the first shoe to drop there as we find out more and more about him. His Facebook page was full of anti-American hate.
You read some of that. What was kind of some of the stuff that was on there?
Yeah, you know, technology is so interesting in that now we can kind of go and see what this guy was thinking, what he was saying, and who he was talking to, who he was looking up to, who he was admiring. And a lot of radical Islam's strongest and worst leaders or who he was really admiring, sharing, posting. He's posting things like America and Israel are wicked, Sharia law is coming. And in fact, at one point in one post, he had said, if I'm still living, this is what I'll be doing tomorrow. So he was pretty dark. He had a really fascinated with death, and his ties were very clear. And unfortunately, we did not catch it fast enough before tragedy struck, but thankfully there was a good citizen, a good guy with a gun to stop the bad guy there in Oklahoma yesterday.
And the press has said precious little about that.
Right.
I mean, and okay, there's two areas of pet peeve with me on the story so far, because the press has largely parroted the authorities in saying this is workplace violence. Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a handful of places like Breitbart and some others that have come out and said, no, this is actually terrorism, and here's some of the links. And we found out that his imam was connected not only to the Islamic Society of Oklahoma, where he was a member, mm-hmm. but he was also connected to the Islamic Society of Boston, where the Sarnaev brothers had sat under his tutelage. He was a confidant to Anwar al-Awlaki. This is the imam, not the beheader, but the guy that influenced the beheader. And what are we doing letting this guy run around the United States talk this way about fellow Americans? I mean, I know it poses a constitutional crisis. I know that there's a First Amendment challenge in what I'm about to say. But I'm sick of watching Americans suffer at the hands of these radicals. What do we do? How do we take a step and say, we're going to live completely free and we're going to have freedom of speech, but you're not going to be able to spread that kind of poison into the minds of folks to the degree that even some of these simpletons, and again, one of our callers in the first hour said, you know, they carefully select who they choose to influence. And I think that's true. I think the 9/11 hijackers, I think many of them were very influenceable. I think they didn't have a lot to live for. I think that, you know, they thought they were doing something great for God, et cetera, et cetera. I think this guy falls right into that category. He was in prison. He was brought up on all kinds of charges. This filled a void in his life. You said that earlier. And he responded to it. It gave him something to aim at. Right. Well, is this what we want them to be aiming at? So there's that side of it. The president still has yet to respond. You know, God help him, in Ferguson, Missouri, they couldn't wait to get Eric Holder on site in Ferguson, Missouri, and they could barely wait to get the president to get in front of a camera. You know, what's the young man shooting? Trayvon Martin shooting. He came out and said, well, this was like my son. Well, whose grandmother got beheaded yesterday? Whose mom is not coming home for Thanksgiving dinner this Thanksgiving because some dude lopped her head off in the lobby of the building where she had worked for numbers of years? why hasn't the president responded to this? I'm peeved about that. But then to have the press going along with the facade going, yeah, this is workplace terrorism, that's an abdication of duty on the press's part. Mm-hmm. We should be hostile to the president's side of the story, no matter which party's in office, and we should be getting down to the facts, and thank goodness for Breitbart and a handful of others that are doing it.
Right, and well, you know, I really would have thought that journalists being beheaded would have called the national media to face reality. Those were their colleagues. Those were their friends. The outcry on Twitter was amazing to see these people just mourn that loss. So I don't know if we can't have journalists even come out and say, this is what happened to my friend, and this is who did it and why, we really are going to struggle to get much further.
It's Baldo McCullough Live. Coming back, taking your calls, 888-340-337.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to amtcaudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to amtcaudition.com. That's amtcaudition.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
CleanCreditBiz.com. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, normally from New York. Saturday night's funny, but instead of Mr. Baldwin tonight, we have the lovely and talented Allison Howard joining us from Concerned Women for America, and she is one of the more well-informed people you will run into as you get across the political spectrum, and you may see her on Fox News. She may be on any number of outlets talking about these things, but her full-time day job is to help clarify the issues of the day as they affect women in America, Concerned Women for America, the largest women's action organization in the country.
Largest women's public policy organization.
It outnumbers now.
It sure does. It's 30 years strong, outnumbers now.
That's pretty amazing.
Thanks. Working hard.
Yeah. Well, obviously you're doing your job. so what we're talking about tonight is very simple. Should we have some change in policy? Should we have some change in public life? Is there something that we should do that should be different than what it was previous to the beheading of an American citizen on American soil in the middle of the country? And this is something that, as the more I thought about it over the last 48 hours, the angrier I got. And maybe it was because I'm already upset by a couple of things. You know, in this last week, we had the president step off of Marine One, and he didn't have the ability to raise his elbow all the way up high enough to do a normal salute for the Marines that had unfolded his stairs on his helicopter. Now, some people say, well, that's trivial, Cav. Why are you doing that? I don't think any time you're talking about the defenders of our nation, the defenders of freedom, that showing them respect is a small thing.
Right.
But it looks like we miss a lot of small things right now. It looks like, you know, emails get erased in the IRS's hard drives. We accidentally have almost every hard drive that ever sent an email to Lois Lerner get erased. And people, you know, you're picking at the gnats here. Are we? Is it picking at gnats to say that a porous border could lead to the destruction of our country? How does the truth of what these Islamists are really up to penetrate the psyche of American citizens if it's not because we have allowed that truth into this country, and they are taking advantage of it and exploiting those that can be impacted by it and then setting those hearts on fire to go out and destroy other Americans? That's what you saw in Oklahoma. That's not what the administration has admitted. That's not what law enforcement has admitted. But this was a case of a young man who was lost, went in to the indoctrinational program that he found in prison, came out as a radicalized Muslim, could not convert the people he wanted to, and so he killed some of them.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. Now, you were talking about the Saul to Paul moments before we went to break, and I wanted you to explain what you meant by that. We have a lot of people that may not be of faith listening or watching. So what'd you mean?
Yeah, well, it was a pastor just a few weekends ago that reminded me about a man named Saul who was hell-bent on killing Christians. And along the Damascus Road, which is in present-day Syria, he got to know the Lord. The Lord showed up and gave him a new name, Paul. It gave him a new life, a new track, and perspective. And so the pastor that day reminded us that people can change, and for the good or for the worse, and that that same area right now where we're dealing with this threat of radical Islam, full of terrorists and full of hatred for Christians, for Jews, there is. The greatest one, the greatest terrorist changed. And so we should be pushing for that, and we should be praying for that.
888-340-3373. Now, one of my producers, has put up on our screen the picture of George W. holding a salute, or doing a salute while holding his dog.
Right.
This was thrown up very quickly after the Obama salute came out. But let me just address this, okay? Let me get this dealt with. The President of the United States in office, stepping off Marine One, a cup in the hand that he does the salute with, so he's unable to even bring his hand to the temple of his forehead. So he's unable to do that, and he just kind of sloshes it up and puts it down, and that passes a salute. if you look carefully, Jackie, or whoever put the picture of the George W. salute on the screen, he has the dog in his left hand, and if you'll notice, the president has nothing in the right hand. He's actually able to get the tips of his fingers all the way to the temple of his head. In other words, it's a legitimate salute. He's not diluting the meaning of the salute by having anything else in that hand. Now, he's kind of bent over to try to make that happen because Barney's moving around in his arms, so it doesn't, it's not as quite as crisp and firm as if he was standing straight up. But when I put on my Facebook page the picture of the president, and I kind of stopped at mid-motion, it looks like he's going to pour coffee on himself. I mean, that's... and
he thought they said Semper Chai. That was all that happened. That's all.
I had military men and women, some from Fort Hood, of all places, comment on my Facebook page, I would rather have him do nothing than to do that kind of thing.
Right. Well, and to address it, the picture of Bush going up immediately after is fine by me. I'm glad that Americans care that, you know, maybe he got it wrong, too, because it means something. When you're saluting these people, they both got it wrong one time. But the bigger issue here is it points to a lack of leadership. It's what comes after that. It was just the day after he sent troops and airstrikes over to address ISIS that you're doing this. This lack of respect for our military who are serving not for the money and not for the fame, but for our country and for our freedom, to show that respect, to stop golfing maybe while we're at war with war. With something that President Bush did. Yes, every president golfs, but to not golf when our men and women are over there defending your right to do that. We had more than an optics problem with the president now figuring out what to do during the beheadings of these journalists. We had a serious lack of reality and respect for our nation for the people that are serving it.
No, and the truth is, if we can't stop ISIS in Syria and in Iraq, we're already realizing we have significant problems with embedded terrorism here.
Right.
I need to hear a lot more from the administration. I need to hear a lot more from people that are fighting this, counterintuitively saying, no, we're on top of it. We've got it. We're going to smoke these guys out. We're going to figure out where they are. We're going to protect the American people. You have one job, Mr. President. Mm. One job. Protect the American people. At least do that well. 888
Four radio talk show host in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
We're at the end of the show.
Welcome back to the Baldwin McCullough Live. This is Allison Howard, Concerned Women for America, joined with Kevin McCullough here. We're taking your calls, wrapping up soon, so call in now at 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
It's like you've been doing it since you were a kid.
It's that Delilah. Remember growing up in New Jersey? Remember Delilah? She helped
us. No, Delilah's. She's hot. She's famous all over the place. Except we don't play the cheesy music and then ask, you know, okay, tell us.
We can take questions.
Tell us your love story.
I did think Delilah was just New Jersey until I traveled.
No,
it wasn't disrespected.
They love her across the country. Okay, Delilah, we're not going to give you a hard time. as a fellow radio professional, I respect your career. love someone tonight. Okay, my staff has heard too much of Delilah's show. we'll stop on that. You were just bringing up something that I had forgotten about, and it went back to the question I kept asking, but we haven't seen any response from the administration. We haven't seen any response from law authorities except to say that it's workplace violence. We did see a response from one group of people, and that was as disturbing as anything else that we saw. What was that?
Yes, there's reports out now that a Muslim showed up at the crime scene yesterday shouting, Allah Akbar, praise Allah. And that's concerning for the people that are there, those dealing with the tragedy, and law enforcement as well. So just raise that question. What are you supposed to do at that point when people are celebrating something like this? I don't know if it's something we've ever seen before, to be celebrating tragedy, to be celebrating murder.
Well, and that was common following the Boston Marathon, following the 9/11 attacks, following the 9/11 2012 attack of Benghazi. You had Muslim Brotherhood sympathizers. You had Muslims in America. You had Muslims across the Hudson and East Rivers in New York City on the evening of 9/11, looking at the smoke still emanating from Lower Manhattan and Ground Zero, and cheering, saying, God is great, praise Allah for this victory. We know that they have always rejoiced in bringing down America. It's going to be really incumbent upon our leaders and friends. We have 38 days to help put some people in office that will take this seriously. I don't know if you're registered to vote yet, but you need to be. You need to get registered. You need to get information about the races that you're eligible to vote in. And you need to vote wisely. And I would say vote on the terrorism issue. You may have other things that you feel like are important. I'm not here to tell you what order to put them in, but I think one of them definitely has to be the future and the national security of our country, because we don't live in the days where you're going to be assured of tomorrow. Not that I guess we ever have been, but it is all the more driven home when you see a headline, the Islamic radical has beheaded an American on American soil in the heartland of what we call home.
So, like, the new reality, but we just make new advances and we adapt appropriately.
Allison Howard of Concerned Women for America. People can contact you at CWFA.org. Find out all about the rally for Israel that's taking place next weekend. Please come back sometime.
Thanks for having me.
Always enjoy having you.
You have to come back here. This is my place.
Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you on behalf of Baldwin and myself. And we'll see you next Saturday right here on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better. 217.